Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The Dallas Mavericks fire Nico Harrison. About 9 months too late. Somebody could have gotten pregnant, carried the baby to term, given birth, and that is the length of time in which Nico Harrison should have been fired by the Dallas Mavericks. I guess better late than never. I'm not doing this anymore with the Packers. I'm done. Like, there is a list. The Packers are off of it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in doing this with, are the Packers a legitimate NFC contender? No.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal football Friday. To you and yours, this is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our wonderful crew. And let me tell you something about our crew. I come on the air today. I get it in the VMix chat. VMix is the program we use to do the show. It's a far cry from the Skype days of 2019, where in my nightmares, like the darkest corners of Nick Kostos' mind, when you think about horrible things happening to you, horrible things happening to your loved ones, there is a noise that accompanies those things. That noise, dun, 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 whoop, boom. Those that remember the old Skype phone call noise from back in the day. I get into the VMix chat because, you know, year of our Lord 2025, we've upgraded the technology here at Odyssey and on the BetMGM Network. And I say to our crew, how's everybody doing? And no one says a damn word. You'd think Friday. Let's go. Let's get the mood up. Let's get the energy up. I'm ready to go. Tyler doesn't say a damn word. You'd think Addie Bates isn't even here. I don't know what Jake's deal is. Bill Zimmerman's probably watching ESPN or doing something else. The only person that's paying attention is the great Jason Murphy, in for downtown Mike Brown, as Mike Brown only takes off during week one of the NFL and on Football Fridays during the season. Just, I gotta tell you, bang up job by the crew to start the show already today, here. On the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, I am super pumped, super excited for tonight in the NBA and for this weekend in college basketball. We got a couple massive games in college basketball, three ranked games, Friday, Saturday into Sunday, one tonight, one tomorrow, and one on Sunday. And I'm going to give you betting thoughts on all three games, and the one that tickles my fancy the most. I've got a fancy, and that son of a bitch is getting tickled, is Houston and Auburn on Sunday. I can't wait to talk college basketball games this weekend with you, our listeners and viewers. We'll also roll through tonight's slate in the NBA, including my Knicks without Jalen Brunson hosting the Miami Heat, and more. Thoughts, takes, bets for all things basketball tonight and into this weekend. And as a bonus, because I am feeling generous today, it's a Friday, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling magnanimous, I'm in a giving mood. Ladies and gentlemen, dear listener and dear viewer, Nick Kostos, I have an announcement to make. I have decided on the team, and I don't necessarily want to bet this price right now, but am I going to be including them in parlays this weekend? Oh, you bet your sweet bippy I will. I have settled on a team to win the national championship in college basketball. And I will share that with everybody as we move along. Two tremendous guests will join us over the course of this phenomenal Football Friday. Colin Wilson, Action Network, Big Bets on Campus. All of Colin's best bets for the college football weekend, including Texas and Georgia. And how about our friends on the BetMGM Network? His show on Saturday mornings, the Saturday tailgate, talking all things college football betting, is sensational. He's been crushing it with the college football bets. We'll talk NFL with him as well. You know him. You love him. The legendary Ryan Horvath joins us coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. Ryan's best bets for the football weekend. Colin Wilson, Ryan Horvath, getting you set to bet and win with football this weekend. And in the power hour, the final hour of the show, I'm going to roll through all the big games in college football, how I'm betting these games, what I'm expecting out of these games, even if I'm not going to bet them. And then, thanks to my friend Tyler Morales, he is diligently working on the injury reports. He's got them ready. Maybe he's using ChatGPT. Or maybe he's doing it the old-fashioned way. I don't know, and I don't really care, as long as it's right. We will bring you the updated injury information for every game week 11 in the NFL. We will also bring you updated weather forecasts, because we got some wind games coming up, as you might expect, in mid-November in the National Football League. My thoughts, my takes, my bets, every game, week 11 in the NFL, will close the show. But we begin phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with Thursday Night Football, as the New England Patriots beat the New York Jets, no surprise there, 27-14. So if you bet the closing number, you pushed. And I really think, like, Femi and I, especially Femi bet the game. He bet New England minus 11.5. I didn't bet the side or the total of the game. I think our analysis was pretty spot on. Like 13.5 bet the Jets. If it's less than that, New England, 13 seems about right. Said that literally at the end of the show yesterday. Didn't bet into the side of the game. We did bet Mac Hollins over receiving yards. Yes, we did. Oh my God. And Mac returned to cashing overs for everybody. He goes over. That was awesome. And just another shout out from me to the Toronto Raptors and the Purdue Boilermakers. What a great night of bets Thursday was here on You Better You Bet. So the Patriots are now 9-2, 8 straight wins. It's crazy to think back to when they were 1-2. Lost to the Steelers in week 3, turning the ball over 5 times, including a couple like at the goal line going in, losing that game to Pittsburgh 21-14, and the really inexplicable one. And this is why we say after week 1, every single year, in the week after week one, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after. Let's make a pact. I say it every year. I say, let's make a pact, all of us, together, to not overreact to what happens in week one. Because there's always results in week one that you look back at a month, 2 months, 2 years, and you think, wow, that result was pretty ridiculous and had nothing to do with anything that happened over the course of the rest of the season. Like last year, when the I guess this one actually did matter because the Bengals missed the playoffs, but oh, the Patriots going to be good? Upsetting the Bengals in week one? No. No. How about this year's Patriots lost to the Raiders in week one? Remember that? Geno Smith throwing darts all over the field. I'm smoking darts. Not having a good time. I had New England in the game. Patriots win total over. Patriots to make the playoffs. I thought those bets were dead, and I was wrong. Because as Al Michaels said in the fourth quarter last night, in the closing moments, the Patriots, the first team this NFL season to clinch a winning record at 9-2. So if you tailed me with Patriots over wins, if you liked it of your own volition, congratulations to us. Cash the Patriots win total over, and now all that's remaining with the Patriots stuff is for them to clinch a playoff berth as well. Bunch of thoughts from the New England Patriots perspective. And of course, we have to begin with the great Drake May. He is that dude. I'm reticent to use expressions like this because I'm old. Got a lot of like grays in my beard now. It's not my favorite thing. 42 years old. I feel like we need to have like a tribunal here. I need the crew to answer me in the chat. Am I too old to say Drake May is him? Can I say that? Everybody. I am, yes, it's unanimous, apparently. I am too old to say that Drake May is him. Well, guess what? Drake May is him. And I'm going to make a Tom Brady comp here, and I'm far from the only one that's made it. I'm not saying Drake May is Tom Brady. And you might ball, well, it's, they both played for the Patriots. No. Drake May's pocket presence and the way he moves in the pocket reminds me of Tom Brady. And I'll throw a bone out there to some of the older members of our audience, like our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who in a couple of years will be filing for Social Security. For the older members of our audience, like me, honestly, I watched this player. His movement in the pocket, this is going to sound sacrilegious. So again, I am not saying that Drake May is going to be as good as this player. And I'm curious if you, the listener, you, the viewer, if you could guess who I'm about to say. Like older quarterback, Drake May's pocket movements and the way he glides in the pocket, the way he evades rushers in the pocket, who he reminds me of. That player is Dan Marino. Marino was never fleet of foot, right, for the Miami Dolphins. He would never confuse anyone with Michael Vick or Steve Young. But his movement in the pocket was unbelievable, evading pass rushers. And Drake May's not all the way full Dan Marino or full Tom Brady in this regard, but just the way he's able to navigate the pocket, his agility in the pocket, I really feel like is awesome. Obviously, the arm is there. He's able to make every throw, whether it's an explosive down the field, these touch passes that he makes. He had the one pass, like to Stephon Diggs along the sideline, that elicited like a big, oh! From the crowd at Gillette, as everybody's in disbelief, like, oh my God, this guy's absolutely ridiculous. He's not just good. He's so good. So good. So good. I got asked this morning on Boston Radio, WEEI, the Odyssey station there, like, do we feel like Drake May has entered the conversation and is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league in a couple of years? And I said, no. Like, the conversation ended. It's over. He is. He's already one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Like, period, end of story. There's no argument to be made to the contrary And he's now your favorite for NFL MVP at BetMGM. Now, if the Rams beat the Seahawks on Sunday, and Matthew Stafford presumably will play well if that's the case, I can't imagine the Rams winning if Stafford throws four picks. Stafford will be the MVP favorite on Monday morning, so take that with a grain of salt about May. But Drake May has really been unreal for New England. There are more things to hit from a Patriots perspective, including like a macro view of what their season can be. And I have a mea culpa, actually, that I'm going to make in a couple minutes here on the show. But I really need to say this, and I mean this sincerely. To the Patriots fans, Boston sports fans, you guys deserve this. It's been a tough, I know, it's been a tough 3 years for you guys out of the playoffs for Patriots fans. 3 long years without a playoff berth. And the really crappy thing, you guys haven't seen a championship since last summer. Been a long time for the Boston sports fan. And all the Patriots fans who couldn't wait, like, I would never say that Patriots fans are spoiled. Who couldn't wait to run Bill Belichick out of town, who still to this day kill Bill Belichick. Like, Bill's a terrible, Bill's awful. Like, all that mattered was that we had Brady. I would never say that Patriots fans, not all of them, but a lot, are spoiled, bratty, and entitled. I'd never say that. Man, I feel so good for you guys. You deserve this. What a downtrodden franchise. A franchise that's been smacked in the face for years. That hasn't experienced winning at the highest level in quite some time. Oh, Patriots fans, the nation feels great for you. You spoiled, entitled, little brats. Signed, a spoiled, entitled, bratty New York Yankees fan. On the other side, we will talk upside cases for the New England Patriots. Can they make the Super Bowl? I'll answer that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Second and five. Pump fake, throws, open court, touchdown. The hat trick for Henderson.
Braves, how much fun are you having?
A lot.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels on Amazon Prime with the call last night, and then Mike Vrabel on the Amazon Prime set postgame, along with Drake May, going back and forth with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I want to make sure that what I'm about to say is taken the right way. It's always a fun way to start sentence. Like, who is Nick about to offend? I sincerely mean what I'm about to say as a compliment. Mike Vrabel, when it comes to the media, knows exactly what he's doing. Exactly. And if you look at the coverage of Mike Vrabel, and like they're winning a million games, and he's a good coach, so it's not, you know, it's not like they're 9-2 and you'd see someone be like, he should be fired. That's not what I'm saying. But the coverage of Mike Vrabel is always, always, always very positive. Because Mike Vrabel knows how to play the game. And like Aaron Glenn doesn't, and that's not the reason the Patriots won, and I don't even want to turn this into like a Vrabel versus Aaron Glenn thing, but I do think it's interesting, right? Aaron Glenn can't help himself. He gets up there in front of the media this week, asked about Garrett Wilson, and goes, ask Rich Cimini. Like, or just deflect the question, like, don't say anything, and then when he gets put on IR, be like, yes, like, we placed him on injured reserve. And the idea that, like, he's waiting until hours before the game, how about that? The saddest tweet ever sent. Well, actually, Kay Adams said earlier today that she's single and looking to settle down. And there were some really sad tweets in response to that from really desperate, lonely men around this country. Shout out to them. Albert Breer tweeted, like at the end of the show yesterday, Justin Fields expected to start for Jets. Is this what the world has come to? That the quarterback who's won two straight games for your team, like, we have to take this up until 2 hours before kickoff. Everyone knew he was starting. He was listed in all the prop markets. Aaron, why? Why? I'll get to Aaron Glenn and the Jets, who I actually thought they played with some effort last night. But just that, like, Aaron Glenn doesn't get it with the media, Mike Vrabel does. So when the camera's on him after the game, and he's doing that thing where he's standing outside the locker room, and he's given every single player a hug and every single player a high five. Like, I'm sure that he's into it, but like, that's not by accident. When he goes out to do the post-game interview with Drake May, none of this is by accident. He gets it. He totally gets it as far as the media is concerned. And I could see where some people might get rubbed the wrong way by that. I think it's pretty awesome. I think Mike Vrabel does a hell of a job and obviously is an awesome coach. And the highlight we played coming back, Travion Henderson. Now, on my Sunday shows, WFAN, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it on YouTube, nationally, listen to it anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. And then the You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff with myself and Sam Panayotovich, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on NFL Sundays. I've been saying all season long, and probably on this show as well throughout the week, but really largely on the Sunday shows, I don't understand what the Patriots are doing at the running back position. This whole season, you drafted Travion Henderson in the second round. We all watched Ohio State be awesome last year, win a national championship with him and Judkins, and I felt like Henderson was the better player than Judkins. And despite that, like, here's Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio. So here, this is like the sliding scale. Ramondre Stevenson splitting carries with Travion Henderson is at least somewhat explainable, right? Like, Ramondre's been a decent player. Then we go down to Antonio Gibson, who has been a decent third down back and, like, feature back, like, at times throughout his career, like with Washington. He's no great shakes. That's one where I'm starting to go, like, something's up here. And then we go down even further. Who is Terrell Jennings? Brandon's brother? Scoring a touchdown a couple weeks ago? Travion can't play over Terrell Jennings? So for as good a coach as Mike Vrabel is, and he's a really good coach, the fact that it took like 97 injuries to the running back position before they played the only running back on the team that actually has star potential is a little mind-numbing. Wow, what a shock. They turned the backfield over to Travion Henderson, and he has 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games. 5 touchdowns in the last 4 days. You're a fantasy football player. You drafted Travion Henderson. I've got him in some leagues, got him in some dynasty leagues. Better late than never. But never late is better for Travion Henderson. He is awesome. And when Ramondre comes back, I have no problem if Ramondre still is getting work because he's a little bit of a change of pace, and he's still a good running back when he's not fumbling. But this needs to be Travion 1A, Ramondre 1B, not the other way around. And just quickly on Travion Henderson, Offensive Rookie of the Year, because I know this has been a hot topic today in betting content and otherwise, right? So Emeka Ibuka's the favorite, minus 165 at BetMGM. Jackson Dart's the second choice. Like, Jackson Dart, like, basically can't win this award. I guess there's a way he does. Like, he comes back and, like, they win every game the rest of the season. Do you think that's happening? Jackson Dart is taking win probability away from other players. Travion Henderson can be one of those players at 10-1. Tyler Warren's not playing this weekend. He's not going to make up any ground. So we'll see what Ibuka does. Potential wind game. A lot of wind, maybe, for Sunday's game in Buffalo. We'll see about that. For Tampa, no Chris Godwin also. That hurts Emeka Ibuka for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What if Quinshon Judkins goes off against the Ravens? Hell, what if Ashton Jeanty goes off Monday night against the Cowboys? It's going to be an interesting market for us to follow down the stretch this season. You better you bet on this Friday. On the Patriots receiving core, Stephon Diggs goes for 9-105. Mac returns, done that joke now twice, 4-64. None of these guys are stars. And just to reiterate a point that I made yesterday, I compared the Patriots roster to the Packers roster in the sense that, and Green Bay's roster is better, just to be clear, that New England has a bunch of good players. How many great players do the Patriots have? How many great players do they have outside of the quarterback? Maybe Christian Gonzalez, who got burnt by A.D. Mitchell down the field. We'll get to the Jets. We'll get to my guy, A.D. Mitchell. And what I said yesterday was the difference between the Patriots and the Packers is that the Packers have Jordan Love and the Patriots have Drake May. Massive difference. Absolute massive difference. Think about this. What did I say on Tuesday after Packers-Eagles on Monday night? The Packers receivers all stink. Okay. Does anyone look at the Patriots receiving core with Stephon Diggs, who threw a football to a cheerleader out of bounds? I'm waiting to... Can I say this? Can I say that on the air? Or is that like taking it too far, guys? Let me know. It's a funny line. I just don't know if it's crossing the line. All right, it's too far, apparently. So Stephon Diggs threw the football to the cheerleader. It's a funny line, though, right? It's a good line. Stephon Diggs, Kyle Williams, who did catch a long touchdown against Tampa, but he hasn't come on yet. Kayshon Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Mac Hollins. This is not exactly like Randy Moss and Wes Welker and Dante Stallworth. That's not what this is. So Drake May elevates the substandard receiver group. Quarterbacks like Jordan Love and a lot of others need everything to be perfect around them. Drake May doesn't. Drake May's taken this group of curtain jerkin jabronis and is making them really good. They're 9-2 with this skill position group, just to show how awesome Drake May is. And with that, I think that provides us a nice jumping off point to talk about the balance of power in the American Football Conference, better known to you and yours as the AFC. And where the Patriots stand in this balance of power. Because New England is probably going to be the one seed. Not definitely, but it looks like New England, obviously inside track, to the one. And I think they're going to win both their games going into the bye and be 11-2 going into the bye. At the Bengals next week and then hosting my Giants. Out of the bye, host the Bills at the Ravens, then at the Jets, home Miami to wrap it up. Even if you want to say that they lose both those games out of the bye, home Buffalo at the Ravens, and I could definitely see them losing both those games, definitely possible. Are they losing any of these other games? They're going to go 13-4. I think they're going to be the one seed in the AFC playoffs. Yesterday on the show, I said something that I regretted upon further review today. I thought it was a good bit, honestly, and like I didn't mean, like listen, there's always some theatrics and entertainment value with what I'm giving you here, but the analysis at the time when I said it yesterday, I thought it was pretty solid. And that was like the dismissal and the hand wave and like the bad British accent. Oh, the New England Patriots cannot win the Super Bowl. No. Maybe they can be the one seed, but can they beat Mahomes? No. And we do the British hand wave them away. And I did a bunch of radio interviews this morning, and of course, you know, like the radio hosts that I around the country are doing their job, and they're asking me, like, what's the ceiling for the Patriots? And as I'm answering these questions in the moment, I'm realizing something, right? So here's where I'm at. And let's think about the best teams in the AFC right now. And I'm going to bring up the standings here. So I'll give you the exact records as well. The Indianapolis Colts are 8-2. The Colts have a fatal flaw. His name is Daniel Jones. Drake May's better than Daniel Jones. So, like, could the Colts beat the Patriots? Of course. Any team can beat any team on any given day. But, like, I'd probably, like, the Colts roster's way better than the Patriots roster. But Drake May is so much better than Daniel Jones. You can poke a hole in Indianapolis. Here's Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix is not good. Full stop. Period. Drake May's way better than, even if the Broncos roster is better than the Patriots. Patriots have the huge advantage at quarterback. You know my thoughts on the Bills, that I think Buffalo's going to be one and done in the postseason, especially if they have to go to Baltimore. And maybe the Ravens round into the team that we thought they could be at the start of the season. It's still possible that could happen. But at the moment, like, they feel like a little shaky. The offense hasn't looked great since Lamar came back. It could turn around, but that's where we're at right now. I think Kansas City is the best team in the league. And I've been consistent on this show saying that I think what's going to happen is the inverse of what happened in 2018, where in 18, Mahomes wins MVP in his second year, first full season as a starter. The Chiefs host the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead. Tom Brady and the Patriots come to town, and they beat Mahomes and the Chiefs in overtime in one of, like, the best games in the history of the league. And, Jake, if you have the Tony Romo sounder ready, when Romo called that game and predicted every play the Patriots were going to run, and in that moment, I remember thinking, and I tweeted it, this is the best game that a color analyst has ever had in the history of the National Football League. And we all kind of felt in that moment, Tony Romo is the next John Madden. I was going to cue Jake up to play it. And now, Jake, instead of telling us exactly what the next play is going to be, here's what we get from Tony Romo. Jake deciding to ad-lib a little bit here on this Friday. Good stuff from our pal Joey Kanish on the show yesterday. And I think it'll be the inverse of that game. I think the Chiefs will go into Gillette, and I think Kansas City wins. Mahomes beats the new gun for New England, like New England beat him when he was the new gun in 2018. But look, for as much as I love the Chiefs, they're 5-4. They've lost some weird games this season in weird ways. And like last year, all the breaks went their way. They're better than they were last year, but now the breaks aren't really going their way. Whether it's Kelce running into Xavier Worthy in week one against the Chargers in Brazil, or Kelce dropping that pass on the goal line in week two against the Eagles, Andrew Mukuba picks it off, and then the Eagles score a touchdown. They go on to win that game. Whether it's, you know, the pick six to Devin Lloyd in the Jaguars Monday night game, which is really an unforgivable loss by Kansas City. So yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm still totally confident in Kansas City. But this is not a bulletproof team. They're just not. They're 5-4. It's tough to say that they're bulletproof. So if something happens with the Chiefs and New England's got home field, is it really impossible or outside the realm of possibility to think that they could beat Buffalo or Baltimore or Indy? I don't think it is. I don't think it's likely. I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's crazy. I did grab some Patriots Super Bowl exactos at huge prices at BetMGM just to cover myself in the event the Patriots make it. Eagles over Patriots, 80-1. Rams over Patriots, 80-1. And if the Patriots do make it, they will get smoked by whoever the NFC representative is. On the other side, we'll talk about the New York Jets and some of the breaking news around the National Football League today.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's dropped by Fields. And now it looks like New England has recovered. We'll wait for the call from Eck, and indeed they have.
Listen, there are some good things. There's some really good things. I thought he put some balls out there, and we got to have some guys that make some plays for him, too.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
And you know, like, yes, Aaron Glenn gets up there and just, like, lies his face off in the post-game press conference. Like, we don't have to do this, everybody. It's like, when you do something stupid, and you I haven't even heard that sound. That's the first time I've heard it. Great job by Jake coming back from break with it. That's like when you do something stupid, right? And then, like, you have to, like, tell, like, when you're a kid, you have to tell your parents, or you have to tell your wife when you screwed up, have to tell your boss that you screwed up, and you just lie. Like when we're moving this summer back in August, and as I've told the story on the show, I back my wife's car up into like the rig of the moving truck, and the glass shatters in the back to the point that I'm looking around like, where's Stone Cold Steve Austin? And when I tell my wife, it's like, you know, honey, it's not that bad. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. Or you're a kid and you get into a car accident in your parents' car and like, you're okay. Oh, how bad is it? Yeah, just a scratch. Meanwhile, the son of a bitch is totaled. It's going to cost thousands of dollars to fix. Aaron Glenn gets up there in the post-game press conference. I mean, is this a bit? He's defending Justin Fields. I don't know what to say. I guess part of me is like, what's he going to do? Like, say like, yeah, like my quarterback stinks. Everybody knows it. I guess I understand it from that perspective. Maybe just don't say anything. Maybe just say like, we just need to play better and coach better. That's probably what he should say. What I found interesting coming out of the game last night from a Jets perspective is the fact that A.D. Mitchell can't catch the ball. That's maybe the second most interesting thing. The most interesting thing from the Jets' perspective coming out of the game is that last night is apparently the straw that broke the camel's back for all of us collectively with Justin Fields. Like, last night was the time that everyone has decided collectively, in a true, like, hive mind thinking on social media, everyone has coalesced around this idea now, and only now. Like, last night is the night. This was it. This was one drop too far in the bucket, one straw on that camel's back. Big old back. His humps. That now, and only now, does Justin Fields stink. Now, and only now, can we declare with confidence that Justin Fields can't play. This is where I say sometimes on the show, I'm not convinced that people actually watch this sport. I'm not convinced. Because we've known, this is like two teams ago, that Justin Fields can't play. We knew in Chicago that Justin Fields couldn't play. Think about this. Last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I want everyone to really think about this and I'm going to lay out for a few seconds and let it sink into your thick skulls. The Steelers benched Justin Fields for Russell Wilson. Chew on that. Like, what? Yes, he's terrible. And I think he comes across as being a great, I don't know him, he comes across as being a great guy. The conversation is not, is he a bad person? I think he's a good person, probably. He's a terrible quarterback. He's also filthy, stinking rich. The Jets gave him $30 million guaranteed. Insane. The day they signed him, I came on the show and said they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league because he can't play. So, oh, well, Jets fail. Well, you know, maybe we go to Tyrod Taylor. Like, what do you think's going to happen with Tyrod Taylor the rest of the season? You've got 7 games left. Do you really think, in your wildest dreams, that Tyrod Taylor is going to stay healthy for the rest of the season? Not a chance. Zero. He gets hurt all the time. The Jets are going to win like 3 games. They might win one more game this season. They should want to win no more games. They shouldn't want to win next year. They should bring Fields back next year. That would be the smartest thing they could do. They won't. Can't sell it to the fans. But the point should be to lose for the next 2 years with these five first-round draft picks they have over the next two NFL drafts. Like, I love it. Now it's like Justin Fields can't play. Or, if you watch the games, you know he stinks. And it's never been a question. He's horrible. End of story. As for A.D. Mitchell, Justin Fields actually did put that ball on A.D. Mitchell, and he burned Christian Gonzalez to a crisp on that play. And just like this idea that Christian Gonzalez, and like, you know, I talk up Christian Gonzalez, the thought that like he's like Revis, like he's not a good player. Like, do you think Patrick Sertan's getting destroyed, getting dusted by A.D. Mitchell? Come on. You think J.C. Horn's getting dusted by A.D. Mitchell? Christian Gonzalez is a good player. I don't know if Christian Gonzalez is like this all-world player. Good cornerback for the Patriots. And A.D. Mitchell can't catch. Ball goes through his hands. And, you know, I don't know what the exact tally is. Maybe 17 targets and one catch for A.D. Mitchell. Something like that. Slight exaggeration. This guy's going to drive me nuts. But you see it, right? The tantalizing talent of A.D. Mitchell. And I can't wait. Like a little piggy. To take my A.D. Mitchell affection to market next week when the Jets visit the Baltimore Ravens. And the Ravens, assuming health, then they're going to be, what, 14 in that game? I think look-aheads are 14 and a half. They're going to be a huge favorite. Jets going to be playing from behind. Next week, A.D. Mitchell overs to the moon. And hopefully he catches the ball. You bet on this Friday. Bunch of news from around the National Football League on this Friday to hit now, and at the end of the show, in the power hour, in the final hour, we'll roll through every single game in Week 11, tell you the bets that I've made, the bets I'm thinking about making, leans. You can't bet every game. I don't want to bet every game. I mean, I do, just not financially responsible. Got some prop thoughts. That's all coming up in the final hour of the show. But I want to get these news items in now. So for Tampa, you know, we had talked about on Wednesday and Thursday this week that Chris Godwin and Bucky Irving were practicing for the Bucs. And I said multiple times over the course of the week this week how important both of those players are to what Tampa wants to do on offense. Because Rashad White doesn't really have juice running the ball, and Sean Tucker doesn't really have juice running the ball. And when it's just Emeka Egbuka out there, and like Tez Johnson's a decent player, it's not that he's Sterling Shepard is ancient, like you'd like to have Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, and Evans is hurt, so Godwin would really help Baker Mayfield in the passing offense. Both players ruled out for this weekend. Not great. For Buffalo, Dalton Kincaid will not play in this game. And he's been like Josh Allen's most trusted pass catcher this season, along with Khalil Shakir, but Kincaid has made way more of an impact. And when you factor that, with the weather potentially in this game, where I have the forecast up right now, and we are looking at winds here in Buffalo on Sunday, approaching, you know, 20 miles per hour, which is not the worst, but, you know, we'll see when we get to Sunday. Total in this game is now sitting at 46 and a half with Buffalo and Tampa. And I think about what our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, said on the show yesterday with us. Talking about Baker Mayfield maybe not being healthy. And last week on the show, prior to Patriots-Bucks, I said, you know, one of the reasons I might like Tampa, and Baker had said this, that he needed the bye week, and the bye week came at a great time to get his oblique healthy so he could maybe scramble a little bit more. You know, Rob mentioned, you know, maybe Baker's hurt. Baker didn't have one rushing attempt last week in the Bucks-Patriots game. So, if Baker can't really move, and Chris Godwin's not playing, and Bucky Irving's not playing, and maybe the Bucs can't take advantage because of that, of a bad Bills run defense, and Buffalo can try and take Emeka Egbuka out of the game, and then, like, how are the Bucs moving the ball? Even with Dalton Kincaid out, I might just lay the points with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. The New York Football Giants, and I'll just get the spread for their game against the Packers, see if it's moved at all. We are at 7, Green Bay minus 7, 42.5 the total. The Giants have ruled out wide receiver Darius Slayton. So Jameis Winston will start for Big Blue, and he will be throwing to luminaries like Wandale Robinson, Jalen Hyatt, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Theo Johnson, and Daniel Bellinger. Maybe even undrafted rookie Bo Collins, who knows? Mark's son. Some of you psychos out there, you freaks, think the Giants can win this game? You really think so? Who is Jameis throwing the ball to? This, I'm going to tell you, Wandale Robinson's stat line in this game is going to be like 13 catches for 22 yards. It's going to be the PPR scam in the history of PPR scams in fantasy football. Packers are going to win this game by double digits. And in the Niners-Cardinals game, we touched on this briefly yesterday on the show. Brock Purdy is officially back in the starting lineup for San Francisco, and the Niners are 3-point road favorites in Arizona. And the Cardinals will be down wide receiver Marvin Harrison, who had an appendectomy, doesn't want it bad enough. Who has an appendectomy during the season? Almost fantasy football playoff time. Marvin, like, he's not like his dad. He doesn't want it bad enough. He's also not like his dad for, I'd like to remain on this earth. Will Johnson hasn't practiced at all this week. One of their star rookie corners. Josh Sweat's not healthy. Baron Browning's not healthy. Ricky Pearsall's going to be back for San Francisco. There are still people, I get asked, should Mac Jones be starting for the 49ers? Which is ludicrous. Like, he's a good backup. He's been good in the Shanahan scheme. He's not as good as Brock Purdy. That's that. I think Brock's coming out with piss and vinegar on Sunday in the desert. It's time to Brock and roll. And here's what I want to do. I want to take San Francisco Moneyline and pair it. We'll call this the Super Bowl 58. And what was the other one they played? That was 2019. Super Bowl 54 and 58. Memorial Moneyline Parlay. Niners, Chiefs, both to win. Pays plus 140 at BetMGM. We'll talk college basketball and NBA for the weekend next hour. Ryan Horvat will join us as well. Colin Wilson on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.